As most in livestock production know, USDA has scrapped the National Animal Identification System and is currently working on a new system that will be administered by individual states and tribal nations. Dr. Tony Frazier, Alabama State Veterinarian, said while the directions may change, the overall idea is the same with the upcoming new system, which will now be called Animal Disease Traceability.
But it still should build on the same foundation of premises registration. That means, again, getting your farm location to your state veterinarian. Now, this new direction, all of that is going to be maintained and housed by the state veterinarian. It's not that the federal folks are not going to have much to do with it, if any. So the foundation is still, we want to emphasize, register your premises with a state veterinarian. Then we will get to the specific animal identifier. That's going to be up to the state veterinarian, too. And then the state veterinarian will put the two together with some traceability database. That's pretty much it.
But Dr. Frazier said for the time being, everybody is waiting to find out how this new system will actually work.
This national working group has been put together. There's going to be a proposed rule change. And so we're just kind of waiting a little while to see what's going to be the product of this national working group. That's state veterinarians and tribal members. So we're just waiting on that proposed rule. Right now, I think the thing to emphasize is just continue to register your premises with your state veterinarian. We think that is the major foundation of any of these traceability ideas.
Dr. Frazier said once the final details are available, they'll be working to inform livestock producers across the state about the system. But first, more meetings concerning the Animal Disease Traceability System will be scheduled, so information concerning those is available through the APHIS website. To learn more, log on to our site at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.